Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You, to help you shift your energy so that you are creating a reality based on what you want by using the ability to shift the energy within you, the way you perceive things, what you believe, what you say, what you think, and ultimately what you do. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. If you are ready to do something extraordinary in your life, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. So one of the ways that you can start to really step into your power is to do more of what makes you feel confident. There are things that we can do that make us feel less than confident, and then there are things that we can do that make us feel confident. And I'm encouraging you to do more of what makes you feel confident. And that's going to be different for every person, but you're going to have to tap into the way in which you move through life in the most confident way possible. I've given you a lot of examples of how we can use life against ourselves, right? Comparing ourselves to other people, complaining, taking spiritual principles and making ourselves wrong because, making ourselves wrong. All of that can start to derail your confidence. But if you really step into your natural God-given brilliance, you can start to look at your experience and say, hey, will this action make me feel confident or will it make me feel less than confident? Let's take food, for example, because people have a lot of stuff around food. You can make a confident food choice and you can make a unconfident food choice. And it's going to be up to you, right? And it's not even what you choose. It's the perspective that you have. If you're making a food choice based on the belief that you're broken and that you're not enough and you have to regulate and, it's like regulating. I don't have a better word for it. Regulate what you eat to fix yourself. That's probably not the most confident choice. I want you to make choices that make you feel good about yourself. And if you have to change your mind so you feel confident, change your mind. Reframe the story. You get to decide how you feel about things. You get to decide if something is a great move for you and a benefit for you, or it's something that you're going to spin out on and you're going to worry about and think you can't do. Don't do stuff that makes you feel less than confident. Period. And it can seem attractive in the moment. Particularly, if you have codependent tendencies, it's particularly around people. You might make a choice when it comes to others because you want camaraderie or you want togetherness. But is that choice a confident choice? Does it leave you feeling good about yourself? I know that there were times before I really started to deal with my codependency where I would bend myself into a pretzel for people. And as I started to become more and more aware to see how those choices not only affected those relationships, but more so it affected my self-esteem. And as I started to really tend to my self-esteem and take care of that aspect of myself, I started to realize, like, no, that's not a confident choice. Deciding to do that thing with that person during that time, that doesn't make me feel good about myself. It doesn't make me feel better. And it sure as hell doesn't make me feel connected. I've lied to myself and I've made myself think like, oh, well, this is good. No, it's not. If it disconnects me from myself, if I feel nervous, insecure, scared, worried, unsettled, it's not a confident choice. So make confident choices. Same with your business. If you have a business or your work, are you making confident choices? Are you using your energy and that build your confidence? Like, you could do the bare minimum and that can make you feel really, really good if that works for you. There's a whole story that you've built in your mind where doing the bare minimum brings you a great deal of confidence and relief and gladness. All for it, 100%. But if doing the bare minimum makes you feel bad about yourself, then you might want to either reframe the perspective around doing the bare minimum or do more. That's it. But you can't hold that you want to be confident and powerful and amazing, and you're doing things that trigger you feeling less than confident. So do things, either you're going to do it and you're going to feel amazing about it, or you're going to take actions that make you feel amazing. And that's just all within you, rewiring the code within you. It's so funny, I wrote myself a note. It also repels nonsense. Oh, yeah. I love my little notes to myself. I was trying to watch a TV show. I was like, let me jot these notes down. When you step into your confidence and you're making the most confident choice, it does repel nonsense. Like, when you're being your most confident you, you don't get the people that call you and complain. You don't get the people that waste your time. You don't get the people telling you bullshit stories. You don't. It repels nonsense. Like, I find that when I hold firm in my belief system and act accordingly and do what I know is best and trust my intuition, I don't have to have a lot of like difficult conversations with people. It's really quite amazing. So yeah, being confident, choosing, making the most confident choice you can. And when I say I stumble on this, because it's not just be confident. Yes, it is ultimately. It is in those moments, there is an energy that you can embody. You can embody confident you, or you can embody not confident you. And I want to encourage you to make the confident choice in each moment of your day. And maybe for a week, as you're practicing this, you might have to slow down each decision you make, from what you put in your mouth to what time you go to bed, to how often you check your phone. But ultimately, you're going to ask yourself, is this the most confident choice? Will I feel confident doing this? Is this triggering confidence within me? Do I feel good about myself? And here's what's so wonderful. The more time you spend in the energy of your most confident self, it makes you magnetic. It makes you powerful. Life shows up for you. Everything gets a lot more fun. So again, make the most confident choice for you. Embody the energy of your confidence. It'll make you magnetic. It'll repel nonsense. It really does. It's quite amazing. Like, and even like I was in my confidence zone. I woke up in my confidence zone and I got a phone call and the person, like, they didn't even bother. They were like, you know what? I'll just call you back. I said nothing. Like, it was just that I was holding an energy that did not allow for gobbly goo, 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 waste your time. Right. I knew what I was up to. I knew what was going to occur. And I was focused on that. Again, it's an energy. I didn't even have to say anything. And so put yourself first, step into your most confident self. And I'm well over my 5 minutes, so I'm going to go now. Thank you for listening to this show. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you, help you activate the energy of your confidence within you so you can make confident decisions and choices. And it's just like a no-brainer. And you get to live in that power, right? Life gets so much easier when you decide to step into your confidence. And I want to help you do that. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. All right. Thank you for listening to this program. You get to be confident. You get to be confident. You get to be confident. You don't have to work at it. You just decide, I'm going to make the confident choice. I'm going to be the confident me. I'm going to stand in my power. I'm going to hold the energy of my best self. And then watch what shows up. Watch what shows up. All right. Take care of yourself.